We're in a very serious situation now. It's in a share at the Olam where Rav Shach said over in Panovich during the Yom Kippur War, during the Six-Day War. He said people look around the matzah nowadays. This is a very special situation with Hamas, with Iran. Hamas is only getting stronger. There's really not much that Piderach HaTava, the Israeli army, could do really to stop them. I mean, they kill every single Arab out, but that's not really such an option at this point. And as time goes on, they get stronger and stronger. The missiles get longer, get further and further. Like most of us heard the air siren, right? Friday night. Hit Tel Aviv, hit Yerushalayim. The situation in Iran is very, very serious. Saying Iran's threatening to knock out Gans Kaisal, I mean, the whole of Israel. And pastors within a year or two could be have the capability to do it. And the Teva people is, well, you know, people, when they get to these types of situations, when they see what a Shver Matzav it is, people go around saying that must be, this is Chavei Mashiach. And they find we're Muslim in the Pesukim, we're Muslim in the Gemaras, that we would see such Saras, it's Chavei HaMashiach, and then that's how they deal with it. These are the birth pangs of Mashiach, and this is what we have to do in order to get Mashiach to come. Book of Shach. That's not Derech HaTorah. That's Al Pi Derech HaTorah, that's Krum. Says, if you want to know what Al Pi Hashkavas HaTorah and that type of matzav is, look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tanis, first Perek, Halacha Aleph, says, Mitzvah Seim in HaTorah. This is Mitzvah Seim in HaTorah. Lizik L'Rihia B'chatzoy, it's called Tzorah Shaitav Yal Tzibur. Anytime you're in a matzav, where there's a Tzorah in Kaisel, there's a mitzvah to cry out to Hashem. Claim a cold dove is Shir Solachem, Kagarin Bitsur's Dave, Zokalem Verish. Cry out to Hashem and Davin. But dove is a Midaka Chuvahi. This is Midaka Chuva. Shabizman Shatavit Sara. When the Tsara, Vizikola, Viril, Vidya Kol. When you have a situation with the Tsara, you cry out to Hashem and everyone knows. Shabiglal Masayim Haram Haralam. The reason why Tsaras happen is not for another reason besides the Galal Masayim Haram. It says when you see Kai Solon and Sarah, you have to understand that it's not Stamzai things are happening, it's not because we kill their head of their army for their retaliation with this and that. It's not all political. It's the Galal Masayim Haram. You have to understand it's because of Kai Solon's Masayim Haram. That's what causes Sarah to come, that's what causes Muhammad to come. And when you're in this type of situation, it's done out to Hashem, and you have to make a chesed nefesh. It's like the Rambam. If a person doesn't do that, if a person says everything's just teva, avon lo yizaku v'lo yiriu. If a person doesn't do that, he doesn't down out to Hashem, and he doesn't make a chesed nefesh. It's just minig olam. It's teva. It's just political. We did this. They did that. They're retaliating. It's tzaras v'nikras. Nikras is normal. Harizu derech akzarius. It's luxurious to say that. Pogromis on the dog, Masim Aram. If a person does that, the taste is Sara, Al Sara Sachem. If a person goes around, when Kaish Boch is sending us a message, in order to do tshuva, and Kaiso doesn't get it, it just causes Kaiso to get Masim Sara, Al Sara. Like Kaiso gives another Sara, so Kaiso gets the message. A couple weeks ago, we had in America, right? We had what's it called again? Sandy, right? Sandy. Saying which put, you know, a couple million Jews over there felt the Yad Hashem. Now in Eretz Yisrael, we're getting another message. Saying Baruch Hashem, Europe didn't feel anything yet. But Hakapanim, what Ram is saying is, a person doesn't come and make a cheshbon nefesh and doesn't come and do tshuva, it just brings more tzaras and more tzaras till Kaiser gets the message. Rav Shach said a very shachazach. He said that first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought World War I to the world, shook up the world, and Kaiser didn't get it. Because of that, he said we had World War II, where World War II, I haven't felt, you know, because, you know, 6 million Jews got killed out, every single family, every single situation. It's like, well, when a person, Rav Shach says that a person in these type of situations has to make chesed nefesh, has to do tshuva, daven to Hashem, and make chesed nefesh. Now, once we got one topic in particular, something which I think people need chizuk in, which Moshe agrees, with Raya. There is. I have my Alamichi card on me. You guys got this? Hilchos Brachos. They went to Kentor Shem Zalman. Someone's very sick. Someone came to Shem Zalman, and he asked him that his mamash is very massive. What should he do? What should he do? You know, what's the darkei tshuva? So Shem Zalman said, look, I'm not really ready to tell you what to do, but if I was in your situation, I'd be mechazik in saying brachas properly. Baruch atah Hashem elokein melech olam shekel nevarach. And having kavana, saying his word slowly, having kavana, and mechazik zayin brachas. Now, if you make a chazik nefesh, how many brachas make a day? Let's see how good the guys are in math. How many brachas are a day? 100. A week? Month? What? 2100? No, try again. Okay. About 3,000. 2,100. A year? Let's go. What? What? A year? No, really? 36,000? Okay. No. 10 years? Let's go. In 30 years, how many brachas are you going to make? Are you guys like about 18, 19, 20, right? We're talking about 50. How many brachas are you making? Next 30 years. What? A lot. That's good. Okay. What? No? You guys are... No, math. Anybody? 30 years, how many brachas? What? 30 years, you're making a million brachas. A million brachas mit Hashem in the next 30 years. Next 60 years, you're making 2 million brachas. Now, if a person is mechavin, it takes like, not the difference between making a bracha with kavana and a bracha without kavana is about maybe a second, right? A split second. So, a person is mechavin, an extra second on those million brachas, you can have a million brachas with kavana. I got the shrine, I'm like, wow, I made a million brachas with kavana. If a person does not kind of when he makes brachas, you go, you know, whatever it is. And doesn't kind of a chalal, end up, he's going to have a million brachas, a million Shem Hashems, believe. Kavan. So it's kedai, the mechaz zayin, nechaz brachas. It doesn't take so much to get used to making brachas for kavana. Just once you get used to it, it's very easy. It doesn't take much time. And it's something that you can do a million times in the next 30 years. And it's kedai to mechaz zayin in having kavana. And anyone who doesn't have one of their thieves, go to Moshe, you have to share. It's kedai to have one of them. Because when you say brachas, when you say from a siddur, it's badak, munusa. That helps the person have a kavana. Okay. Now the first challenge of the brachas is, what's ma'akiv in the bracha? Where's the negeya? So negeya, two situations. Negeya, one situation, the person, you know, skips some words. But really, with negeya more often, this where I daven, they have a Shabbos for Baruch and Kiddush. Every month, there's a Shabbos for Baruch and Kiddush. So the gava, he makes a Kiddush, and he also makes Kiddush. So he's a stick of chazen. So that's when Kiddush Shabbos. It takes about 2-3 minutes till we get the Sabri Yagafen. And like this happens every month. Everyone looks at me like, can we eat? Can we not eat? You know, we didn't hear too many words. Like, you know, the question is, if you didn't hear every single word, if you want to be moist to somebody, you did not hear every single word. If you miss the Iker part of the bracha, you're not yotze to the bracha. So the Shabbos, you have to know, this stuff happened to you guys? You know? It's very important to know which part of the bracha is the Iker bracha, which part is the Ma'akim, and which part is not Ma'akim. In case when you're being milked with somebody, the guy swallows the words, or doesn't say too clearly, you have to know what's Ma'akim and what's not Ma'akim. So it's like this. What's Kavan for what? I'll look at this one. Baruch is Ma'akim. The verse is the Ko Brachish Ein Boi Shem Malchus. If there's no Shem Malchus, it's not considered a bracha. So you have to have Baruch, you have to have of the shame either Hashem or Elokeinu. If you're one of the two, you got to go. You're going to have Melech Olam, that's Malchus, and you're going to have the end of the bracha. So if you hear the guy go, so Baruch Hashem, again, Baruch Hashem, and Yotze, even though you missed that Torah, and Elokeinu, you can be Yotze. But if you missed the Melech Olam, or you're going to miss the end, the Baruch Hashem, and then you're not going to be Yotze. This also applies to the guy, you know. Don't always blame on the guy saying the bracha. Sometimes the guy can say the bracha very clearly, and you're spacing out about the latest ear race iron or something, right? Something else. If you're not concentrating on what the person's saying, and you don't hear what he's saying, Rishon says that a lot of people have the bechal never yotze kiddush when they're listening to kiddush because they start thinking about something else, and the bechal don't even hear what the guy's saying. They're spacing about who knows what. And if you're not concentrating, you only hear what the person's saying, then b'chla, you're not going to be able to the bracha. So you have to make sure, the ikar part of the bracha, if you're making kiddush, say very clearly, you have to make sure that you hear it. By now, the biggest chiddush in Hachas Brachas, I think the people who, when they learn the sugya, this is like the one who's like, wow, I never knew this. Can be in Goliath, 35 years old, they never knew this, and so I'm going to tell you guys this now, before, you know, Siyam 32, 35 to know this. It's called the Shahakal trick. Everyone thinks there's like a one, you know, the one fix it, all of his brachas. Brachas are very, very simple. All I gotta know is Shahakal, right? We all know. Akula mama Shahakal and Bavari, Yatza. Say Shahakal and Bavari, Yatza. Whenever you don't know what brachas is, we're good to go. You just say Shahakal. I find Shahakal on the. You're good to go, and Vizehel. The Magaravan says the Shahako trick is one tonight, which is very, very negative, only works if you learn Hilchas Brachas, and if doing Hilchas Brachas you have a suffix, then Shahako works, but you have it. You don't know what Bracha is. If real suffix, then Shahako works. But if you didn't learn Hilchas Brachas yet, you just want to use Shahako, but Magaravan, that's not Eitzel. Shahako only works after you learned it. If you didn't learn something, a shahakal out of the blue, bachal, that does not work, and it's not a eitzel. So if you're not sure what bracha to make, if you learned the halachas, it's very good. But if you didn't learn the halachas, I guess you could come on yourself and I'll tell you what bracha it is. But a kaponim, it does not work, stamzay. This also applies to, I was standing next to Baal Tshuva recently, and whatever, it's, he's Baal Tshuva not so long, so take out a fruit, you know, it's bracha, tashem, and bachalam, very many mazainas. And everyone looks like, should I answer me? Like, what do we do now? So the shayla is, if somebody makes a mezuinus b'diavad, what's the halacha? What?
It works.
Oh, very good. Mr. Brewer says, in Kufsam HaZayin, it's not only the shahakal trick, it's a mezuinus trick too. Mezuinus also, being that all food are meat is amazing, b'diavad, like he said, b'diavad, if somebody made a mezuinus, or he made a shahakal, you're yoytza. But once again, these halachas only after you learn the halachas, or b'diavad, you made it, to make a lechachila, that's not a option. On fruit, what's the halacha of fruit? Adam on the fruit? Right? That also, that's only the deal. Let's go to the bracha akhorena. This happens, you got the shayla a couple times a year. Somebody has, you know, bread and macaroni for lunch. And let me know if it happened to any of you guys. And he made alam b'chir instead of benching. Has that ever happened to anybody? Never happened? That shouldn't give you guys any good ideas. never happened once, no? It happens all the time. But it's the guy's supposed to bench, and by mistake, it makes Al Mechil. The Shah is, what do you do then? Is Al Mechil work? Okay, we got a winner. Okay. The Shah is, does Al Mechil work also for benching? What's the Shah? Because benching, you have three brachas. Al Mechil has the same union as brachas of Muslims, but it's not set up in separate brachas. So the Shah is, are the brachas ma'akir? Or they're not ma'akir? It's a very big machlokes in the poiskim. You know, the Yashav, the Mazam, it's a very big machlokes in the poiskim. But ma'akir, what the poiskim say, the chachila, if there's an option, if you're able to eat more, you should eat more hamoitzi in order to be chayis up and benching again. If possibly you can't, you're stuffed to the gill, or whatever, ladies, a lot of times they can't eat more, then the mikai then is that you have to bench over again. You're not yoitza ala mechia. Al mechia is not going to be yoitza benching. But as you see, it's not a gay I'm over here, so it's not a gay, excuse me. Fine. Now there's a klal, if you have a lot of times you have a suffix if they're mechiv make a bracha. They don't remember if they made a bracha, or they're not, they don't remember if they made a bracha. Right now. Somebody has a suffix bracha, so what's the halacha? So suffix bracha is what you're asking? Suffix bracha is halacha, right? What does the bracha mean? If you're not sure if you're mechiv in a bracha, the halacha is suffix bracha is halacha, and you don't have to make another bracha. Now, the main idea is you can continue eating. If you want, your shemayim gets yourself out of situation. Let's say you're not sure if you made a shahakal. You're not sure if you made a shahakal. So there's always eitzah. You take something like sugar or salt or something which is not nichel in the original bracha. You take something else. The patra, that's always the eitzah for one to do. Or another eitzah one could do is one could go outside. If you go out, if you do a shini makim, that messes up your bracha. So let's say you're not sure if you made a shahakal or not. So lechachila v'tshayek, you should just go outside for a second, go outside the house, come back in, and therefore you make another bracha. And the side bracha cycle is, you have a right to keep on eating, but it's a little bit more lechachila. If you can make yourself vadei chayiv in a bracha, like going outside or something like that, it'd be a little more lechachila if one could do that. Yes, I'm doing my tzim. All these things are the lechachila. It's a chumrah. It's not mekadim. Now, how long does the bracha last? I wrote in mind. They said they get up in the morning, make their shahakal, and they eat and snack the whole day, straight through from 7 o'clock till 7 o'clock at night. Not really good for Weight Watchers, what's going on? She's on the, whatever, really good for her diet, but what else you should do? Wake up early morning and eat the whole day. The shaila is, how long does your bracha last? So how long does bracha last? How long? Bracha Rishana lasts forever unless one of two things. You make a hasach hadas, you decide you're not eating, you're finished, or you make some type of shimmy makin and leave the place where you are. But if you don't do that, beginning second day, you bring in a drink. The guy next to me today had a whole big bottle of Coke. And he's drinking, he's drinking every time he's drinking from his Coke. My story, the luck is, Bracha Rishana does not stop until either you decide you're not drinking anymore or you do a shimmy makin. But if you don't do that, Bracha Rishana goes forever. The only problem is, bracha achronis don't last forever.
You're walking on the street. Let's say you're going on a trip, you're going on a hike. Let's say.
So the halacha is like this, that shini mokim is only considered shini mokim if I was in a place, then I change. A shini rishus. But if I originally, I was never kaveh where I was, I'm just like walking where I'm eating, this is, it's very negative. You go to the new mokim blishen, it doesn't exist anymore, that's the mashkanta place. And then one of the places to get something to drink, right? Or something to eat, and you start drinking in the store and you're walking back to Seder. So the luck is that you're not mechuyev to make a bracha when you get back to Seder because you never, it's not a shini mokim because you never kaveya. If you sat down in the store, then you decide, you had a hero tshuva that, oh, it's a mol Seder, I have to go back to Seder. So then that makes it a shini mokim. But if you weren't kaveya in the store, you just picked it up to run, then the bracha keeps on going. So we're laying in. Oh yeah. So how long? So bracha rishonim last forever. Bracha achronim do not last forever. How long do bracha achronim last? So it's like this. If for sure lasts 72 minutes. So let's say, but you have a suga, you wash for sure for 72 minutes. You have right to make a bracha achronim. If even after 72 minutes, if the person feels he's about 100% full, he's still stuffed. He's not hungry. He's still totally stuffed. Then you can still make a bracha achronim. If you're not totally stuffed, he's starting to feel a little bit hungry again. You see, there's that chocolate Danish or something which, making you a little bit hungry over there. So then, after 72 minutes, you can make a bracha. Now, Shengen, you're right. So, till 72 minutes, you're about to make a bracha if you eat a lot. And after 72 minutes, it's telling you whether you're starting to feel a little bit hungry or not. Because if you're starting to feel a little bit hungry, then that's a raya, that's a sure equal. It's a raya a little bit is not there anymore. Therefore, you can make a bracha. Oh, this is the shayla which happens every Purim. I mean, maybe beforehand too. Okay, have a Friday night. You have some bracham over, and you have some booze over there, a little vodka, and they get a little too excited. So, I'm sure that's happened though. A little pseudo, they throw everything up. So the question is that considered a shir ikol? The reason why you can make a bracha chorin for 72 minutes is because you're full, and you're considered full. The question is, if you throw everything up, so now maybe that's considered like the food was digested and doesn't exist anymore, and therefore you can make a bracha. So the Harada Chazanish is that if the person feels totally hungry again, then in the Chanami, he can make a bracha. But if he still feels a little bit full, even though he threw up, then he can still make a bracha. So this is all by food. By food, you get 72 minutes, or until you feel hungry. What about by drinking? Drinking is a whole different halacha. Drinking, the shir equal is much shorter. Let's say you're playing ball, right? So you take in between games, you take a drink, right? Then you go back and play. So like about 3 minutes later, you're thirsty again. So the place can say that if you're drinking, you should always make a bracha achrona right away. Because being that the shir equal, the zman, when we say that now you're getting thirsty again, is mamish very, very quick. So it's kedai, every time when you're drinking, you should always make a bracha achrona right away, you shouldn't wait. Because once you start waiting, you're getting some of the shinas. Fine, so let's speak about a little bit about shirim and brachas, how much a person has to eat and drink in order to mechayev a bracha. Bracha Rishana, how much do I have to have in order to mechayev a bracha? Masha is mechayev a bracha Rishana. Let's say a person's not tasted, he wants to, Erev Shabbos, wants to taste food, puts it out, spits it out, makes a bracha or not? If you have a ti'ima, he's not mechayev a bracha. If you're just tasting and you swallow it, what's halacha? Okay, it's like this. If you're tasting and you're going to swallow it, it's machlekes. Well, you have to make a bracha. Do you say te'ima is not mechayev a bracha when you're doing it just to taste it, or you say no, that it is mechayev? The Efrem Shmur says, kedai, when I taste something, you should have kavana that you taka want it in order to mechayev yourself a bracha. Otherwise, either spit it out or decide you want to taka, hey, drink it. Otherwise, you're getting yourself into shalat and hilchos brachos. Now, in terms of sharing hilchos brachos, very negiah. How much? Let's start with drinking, because that's in order to make a bracha achorayna. How much does a person have to drink in order to make a bracha achorayna? So it's like this: we paskin in order to make bad dine a bracha achorayna, you have to have a revius. How much is a revius?
130
cc. What? 130 cc. Oh, I don't know cc's on that. I know in ounces. It's 3 ounces. 3 ounces. Anyone know the conversion over there? What? What's 3 ounces in cc? No, it's much less than a cup. It's about less than half a cup. Like, here we go. I'd say it's about here. Now, you have to have about 3 ounces. This is like a 7 ounce cup. So it's a little bit less than half a cup. You have to have 3 ounces b'kidei shir revius in order to amount the time it takes to drink a revius. Now, how long does it take to drink a revius? This is very nege, because Zach the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shatzin Yil Aleph. This is based on Kuf Ayin, that a person who drinks revius is derech eris, not drink revius in one gulp. In America has something that's called big gulp. It's not derech to drink it in one gulp, but a revius is normal for a person to drink it in two gulps. Like, if you drink 3 ounces, a little bit of a hefsek. So if you're taking something which you're not going to drink so quickly, you're drinking it slowly, you're drinking less than 3 ounces in two quick gulps close to each other, you're not going to make a bracha achorayna. Therefore, rife times you have soda, a person should not make a bracha achorayna, because you're not drinking it quick enough. You're not drinking 3 ounces in two gulps, the derech klal. So unless you're going to do that, you drink very quickly the soda, your person should not make a bracha achorayna. It is kedai to try to drink 3 ounces at the end in order to make yourself badi chayim bracha achorayna, because the mechaber brings down a shita that once you have a revius already, you have 1 ounce. Then you're ready. You mechuyev in bracha achorayna. Between 1 ounce and 3 ounces is already a suffix. We don't make a bracha because our bracha is alcohol. So it is kedai if possible to try to drink at the end something very quickly in order to make yourself badi chayev. But if you don't, the ma'aseh is our bracha is alcohol. You don't make a bracha. What about coffee and tea? Does that make bracha achorayna coffee and tea? Mishpul brings down a machlekes. Do you say coffee tea may be different? Some hold coffee tea is different because being that the dark of coffee and tea is drink very slowly, so maybe over there you don't go bust as man shirivias, you go bust as man how long it takes to drink coffee and tea. But the Pesach of Mishpul is if you don't have a kabbalah now like that, Mishpul says that you should not make a bracha on coffee and tea unless your mom is drinking at the end very quickly, because if you don't drink at the end very quickly, then you would make a bracha. Now, the big chiddush, what many people don't know, is what about ice cream? Ice cream, ices, lebens, puddings, yogurts. What is that? Is that a food or is that a drink? Because if something's a food, the share for bracha achorayna, if it's a food, a salad, you have to have a zayas, which is about the size of a match holder, or a 1 ounce schnapps cup. That's a share zayas. So if you're having a ragalach, right? How much ragalach you have to have in order to make a bracha achorayna? You have to have a zayas of the derechias pass. How much derechias pass? It's like the size of a matchbox. Size of a schnapps glazel. If you have to have a gezeis, then achilas pas in order to be mechayev. Now, the big achilas pas is, say, 4 minutes. The big shayla is like this. What's with leaven, yogurts, ices, ice cream? Beside echad, you could say, is it a food or is it a drink? What do you guys think? What do you guys do? What's the mangalim? What? Salad? You guys think of salad? It's a big shayla. Why? Because beside echad, it's not, when you take ices, it starts off as a salad. But it's not something which you chew. It's something which you just do. You swallow like a drink. You don't chew ices, ice cream, lemon. These things you just swallow. You don't chew it. It's a big suffix all the place in the stipler and all the place in a big suffix. Something which you chew, which you don't chew, but starts off as a salad. They say it's a suffix. I mean, it's a suffix brachas. You have to down like a drink. And you should not make a bracha achorayna on all these things, ices, ice cream, lemon, yogurts, unless you have 3 ounces very, very quickly. So b'dakha, all these things. So I never make bracha achorayna on any of these things. Mice, all these things, they're suffix shtia, and you don't make a bracha achorayna. So one more thing, we'll finish off with this, that in terms of the gzayas, the big shayla, how do you figure out the gzayas? Why? When you have a ragalach, right? What are the ingredients in a ragalach? Anyone make ragalach? What are the ingredients? You guys only know how to make chomp, right? What are the ingredients in ragalach? They have sugar, they have flour, what else? Chocolate, what? water, all sorts of other things. The shaila is, in order to make a bracha choyna mezainus, do you have to have a gzais of doga mikdechayas pas? I think we should chayav the bracha choyna. Or hu adin, if you have other things mixed in, that could be mistach. Mishnah Berurah says, misvara, he would think that it's not mistach. Only you have to have a gzais doga mikdechayas pas. Says the maisa, the minhag olam is that the olam does make a bracha, and when things are mixed in, like a ragach is mixed in together, the minhag olam is to make a bracha. Therefore, Mishmer says you have to sign off on the olam. Other places are Moshe, Mechisitza, they say it's not kedai to sign off on the olam, and they say it's kedai that if you have one ragach, and you like this one, it's always kedai to have the second ragach.